Right now, we have a permit specialist vacancy that we've interviewed for and just waiting to be filled.
And how many inspectors do you have?
I have 2 construction inspectors, electrical inspector, part-time plumbing mechanical inspector, a property maintenance inspector, and coordinator who also does inspections, along with myself and the deputy building official who's certified to do inspections.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. DeCourcy, could you also, the mayor touched on this before about cross-training within your department?
Yes, we also do perform, we perform cross-training in our office where the permit specialist will help out with building compliance, and building compliance specialist will help out with permit specialist jobs, duties, along with property maintenance issues. We've taken the inspectors and cross-trained them in property maintenance inspections, along with their daily duties of building inspections and zoning enforcement.
What about fire code?
Fire code, the deputy building official attended a NFPA fire code class. He passed that, so we're working on that aspect of helping out with the fire department.
And the goal being to get it right, but to do it in a timely fashion so that we can move building permits along quicker, correct?
Correct. We'll expedite it.
Mr. President, just one thing, if you indulge me for a minute. Again, another initiative from the mayor. Economic development is really important to this city, and what we found were these ridiculous times of 22 months, 12 months, pick your number, to try to get an approval through fire inspection. The mayor, coming from a business background, knew that time was money, and we could potentially lose in some great businesses which would employ our folks in here in Warwick. He initiated probably a first of its kind, having building inspectors actually be able to review, if they're certified, fire inspection, and that would speed up the ability for the city to go through the process. He went forward, he worked, he spoke with the director, supported the education of the secondary building inspector, and also set up an expedited process where a third party vendor could be selected, and they had to have qualifications, and it would speed up permit review. Really important. You get national companies, the mayor's initiative to try to double down in City Center, expanding that, really was at the forefront of this, and it's been part of, I think, the bill department now, that expedited process.
Thank you. Councilman Qualley.
I have a question concerning the service contracts. I'm looking at the bottom. Under the total services, it says as the revised budget was $107,277. Year-to-date expended was $12,262. And it's supposed to, the forecast is $49,950. I don't understand. There's $57,000 that is still in there that hasn't been spent. What is it there for?
The $82,777 number included a cost for hiring a professional company, and I think the inspector was put in that position. And e-permitting, which was projected out a little bit higher, because each year e-permitting goes up to use that service. So it appears that we took out the majority of that and got it down to $35,400.
And as I point out, that's almost a 24% decrease over last year in the proposed budget.
Is there any more questions for Mr. DeCourt from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public on building? Any questions from members of the public? If not, we'll move on to the next item.
Thank you.
Mr. President, police will be next. They are on page 28 of the general fund budget and beginning on page 16 of the personnel supplement.
And with us for police this evening is Colonel Rathbun and Major Lucci. I'm sorry, Deputy Chief Lucci.
Colonel Rathbun for the police department. The police department's request for this year's budget is for the amount of $21,178,537. This is a 3.77% increase from the current fiscal year's budget, which was adjusted in March of the 5% reduction of $20,408,969. The budget does not include any non-contractual pay raises or benefit increases for either sworn or non-sworn employees. Current vacancies within the department are 6 sworn officers with a retirement that was announced this week, 4 dispatchers and 1 clerical position.
Councilman Lattiser.
Colonel, what's the reason for the increase in overtime in Police 2?
So let me grab this data for you so I'm accurate here. We consistently, I did a 3-year analysis, 17, 18, 19 fiscal years. We consistently have been under budgeted based upon requests from the police department. The increase here, there's some things I just want to note. Our overtime percentages, 57.86% goes to meeting manning requirements. That's to man out all of our minimum manning for posts to include our vacation time. 21.88% is for investigations, extended tours. 14.25% is for training. This would be FTO in-service seminars, courses, all necessary to prepare officers. Also to maintain national and state accreditation programs, which in turn reduce agency liability from lawsuits through reduced deductibles from our insurer by maintaining accreditation. And then we have 6.1% for court appearances, background investigation, crime analysis, and military obligations for those officers who do serve. So when you look at those items and show that we consistently have been under budgeted, the increase makes a note of that analysis. One thing I do want to note, Councilman, is that in the current fiscal year, of the total that we paid, $126,480 overtime that was paid out is either directly reimbursed or offset by funding to the city by taking into account returns awarded for asset forfeiture monies, monies received through reimbursements for task force officers or revenue to the city from canine officers. In addition, this year we had live PD insignia fees. The fees collected based on those categories was $173,683 based on my analysis. This meant that we gave back 17% per se in reimbursement to the city. Also of note is our salary code police 2. When I look at the potential June projection based upon, again, the previous year's budgets, if I conservatively look at June with an increase of $200,000 for salary, we still would be $501,000 over on salary. And when I look at police 2 overtime conservatively with an increase of $150,000 for June, we'd be $395,000. So we basically come to the point with that 1.2 figure with that revenue increase as well as our salary to just about $100,000 in the black when you combine all of those factors, Councilman.
Thank you, Chief. The increase for dispatchers at 6.22%, that's higher than the contractual. What's the reason on that one?
Our current dispatch minimum or manpower allocation is 16. We only have 12 dispatchers. That's where 4 of our vacancies exist. As such, it's increased. We have to man that 24 hours a day, and that's where that increase comes from.
So it's an increase in dispatchers?
So the decrease from, is that the 150 you're referring to? So that was the final figure that the finance director looked at when preparing the budget. I'm going to refer to Brian for that.
And the reason for the increase on 3201, office supplies and equipment?
3201, that was once the city got approval for the ad A typo was found in the budget before the budget was published, so it was corrected, but the ad was approved. It was the ad was approved for police at the $21,178,537. There was a typo that was found in another line that we had to reduce it by the $6,291, and another account had to be increased to that number because we had to show the amount that was going to be advertised for the bottom line for police, $21,178,537. So that was, in essence, a plug on that line item because we needed to show what was going to be in the advertisement. So that was a plug to office supplies of that amount, $6,291.
And the increase in community police, 3230.
Mr. Chairman, so the 3230, correct?
Correct, 3230.
Okay. Yes. So the program that was started, I believe, last year, the Colonel can speak to that a little better, the community policing, I know that's a program that we're doing with the Providence Center, that was budgeted both in 3230 and 3332 currently.
30 what, Brian?
It is currently budgeted in 3230. It's a $40,000 expense item.
Correct.
And it's also in 3332.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. The number?
The program, the community policing program that the city currently shares with the Providence Center, with Providence, from the Providence Center, is that? Mental health advocate. That was budgeted both in line item 3230, community police, and 3332, community service.
So, Brian, I don't get what your point is.
It was budgeted twice. It was an error.
Okay. So that's going to be coming out. Is that it?
One should be coming out. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilman.
And Councilman, further, the department overall was an increase of 3.77, which included longevity and the 2.75, the salary increases.
Thank you.
Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. Chief, line item 3261, clothing maintenance. Are these required by the contract?
Yes, sir, that is CBA.
That's written in the contract, okay. And on the natural gas, we're gonna see this across all the different departments, is the increase of natural gas that we are seeing across New England. And the police department will be affected by that as well with an increase, correct, Chief?
Yes, sir, we did increase that by $6,000 in anticipation of that rate going up.
Thank you.
Councilman Ricks.
I just wanted to be sure to clarify on this. Line items 3230 and 3332 of community police and community services, respectively. These are programs in collaboration with the Providence Center and distinct from the community police service that we have the three officers right now who have each one-third of the city. So just wanted to get clarification on
correct.
That.
Correct. So 3332 included the $40,000 for the mental health advocate and $3,000 for those other services, supplies, etc. That's where it should have. There was an error when the budget was entered under 3230.
the 40,000 was double charged. So that would be coming out. You'll see that that has a 4,000. When you take away that 40,000, that's 4,000 for community police. That would be for events, et cetera, and what they do within those three districts, Councilman.
Thank you.
Hence the percentage increase being so excessive, but really it turns out to be, I think, a decrease of about 4%.
Chief, could you also talk about the complement of officers that you have now as far as staffing levels go, where you've been in the past?
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. President. So we are full complement be 175 officers. We were up to 171 as of a few weeks ago. However, we lost one in the academy and one retiree. So we sit at 169. The last three or four years, our magic number, the closest we've gotten has been that 170 mark. However, with the current academy, background checks going for the August academy, as well as another potential transfer from an agency, that should put us at 175 for the first time in a 3 to 4 year window. That will obviously change when I talked about salaries having an excess or being under budgeted per se. That will obviously go away. And our training, once realized and we get the full complement, we'll adjust for that. But our 175 number sits right now at 169.
Thank you. Any more questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public on police? Yes.
John Simino again, Ward 6. Yeah, Chief, I just want to thank you and your department for the job that you do with the manpower that you have. I said the last budget meeting, I believe I stood here and spoke to the chief of staff and the mayor of the other administration. And I asked a simple question. At the time, it was 173 police, 220 fire. And I asked one simple question. Did somebody transpose those numbers? Because there should be the opposite. So I just want to thank you and give your department credit for doing the job that you do. And I would have no problem with them switching both them numbers around because that's where they belong. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. Simino.
Is there any other questions on police? If not, we'll move on. Next item, Brian, is police grants.
Police grants can be found on page 32.
How are we doing on police grants, Chief?
Police grants, department requested budget was $33,000. That's the amount proposed in the austerity budget. This would be a decrease of 37.14%.
And who do you use as a grant writer?
Right now we have it as a part-time position. Coincidentally, I just received notice from Roger Williams of a two-day school. I haven't had a chance to talk with the mayor about this to finalize, but I'm looking to put it out to any officer who's interested as part of an additional duty, someone who may have an interest to have not potentially of rank. I have had previous discussions with the mayor and the chief of staff about how to man out a grant writer. The difficulty we have is when you put it with somebody with other tertiary duties, it goes kind of by the wayside. So if we can make it as a additional duty with someone who has the incentive, the desire, and the potential capability to do it, vetting that with the administration. So moving forward, I'm hoping to put a position in there, somebody who has a genuine interest and aptitude, and provide them with the training, and provide that as an extra duty with some incentives in that.
Thank you. Is there any questions on police grants?
Council Mr. President, yes. Just like that, something to it. For those of you who don't know, the Colonel is also our EMA director. And as we all know, federal dollars, federal grants, they all intertwine. And I'm hoping that from both an EMA standpoint and a police department standpoint that we combine our grant writing techniques to, again, help the taxpayers of the city of Warwick by alleviating some of the financial burden that we can get Washington to help us with, especially since we host an international airport that really is a gateway into this country. So I think that for Homeland Security, things of that nature, I think they tie together, and I commend the Colonel and his staff for all that they've done so far, and looking outside the box, thinking outside the box, as we approach new roads and ways to address these issues.
Thank you, Councilman Tanapi.
Just a clarification question. When it says overtime JLEO, what is that?
So that is the United States Marshal Service is part of our reimbursable funding for the officer assigned to the task force, both the violent fugitive task force and SOLM. So that's a reimbursable overtime that comes back in the amount of $17,000 to allow him to work at both the state and federal level, particularly with the sex offender monitoring within the community, sir.
Got it. Thank you.
Councilman McAllister.
Chief, thank you for your comments on your thoughts of improving and getting a position for grants, because as you know, it's a very special skill to have, and it is very, very important, and you know, it's a benefit to us. Would you look into maybe not a full-time police officer, but maybe a civilian? Is that, or does it need to be a police officer?
I think long-term, that's something the Chief of Staff and the Mayor and I have discussed. But in the short term, if we can find someone that has a genuine interest, perhaps experience someone in their current, with the amount of officers we have, either pursuing degrees, who have degrees, that may have that ability, we can fix that in the short term by making it an additional assignment and making it attractive to somebody versus solely assigning it to somebody based on rank, which, again, I think it's a way around it. But I think long-term, that would be something that the city could potentially benefit with, whether it's specialized within the public safety side of the house or a city grant writer that coordinates with individual departments.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea. I mean, it really is a special skill, and you do want somebody that is generally interested in it and maybe not just, okay, now I'm at this position, now I'm the grant person. You guys have professional development, education and stuff like that. Any grant writing training come through those?
So there is a percentage again. So part of our in-service training is through Roger Williams University School of Continuing Education, and that's that advertisement. I just got literally an email today for a two-day course. It's a nominal fee, so I'm going to try and lock in that spot right away and pursue what we discussed here tonight, Councilman.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, because anything that we can get through a grant is well, you know, we will use it well. And so this is a very important thing, and I really appreciate that you are working with this administration to beef that up, because it's going to have lots of benefits in the future for our city.
Yes, sir.
Councilman Lattiser.
Chief, what's the reason for the projected drop in the Rhode Island State JAG grant?
So the JAG grant history, JAG burn grant, both state and federal, has been tied up in the current national administrations and issues over immigration, et cetera. I can say that there has been some lawsuits, particularly in the U.S. District Court, as it relates to the area of Chicago and Illinois. That was a favorable decision in that district. While not the first district, it does have an impact on us, and we have received word as of last week that they're going to begin releasing those funds. We did receive a purchase order tonight that the 2016 funds at the state level were released. Those have been spent, but they'll be reconciled with a purchase order. So unfortunately, at the time of this, when sitting down with Brian to plan it, we didn't have a specific information, but I can tell you that we're moving in the right direction with those awards, and you should see those increase potentially, unfortunately, after these meetings conclude. But we are moving in the right direction based on that court win in the district out in Illinois, sir.
And do you have any idea what type of increase?
I can get you those figures. I apologize. It's on my desk. It's one of the things, as I went through everything, I didn't grab. But I can get that to you via email tomorrow, where we're projected for those.
Great. Thank you.
Any other questions from council members on police? On police grants. Any members of the public have questions on police grants? If not, we'll move to the Board of Public Safety.
Mr. President, while we have the Colonel here, can we also do emergency EMA?
Sure.
That's going to be found on page 33.
Okay, and that is...
Excuse me, Mr. President.
Is EMA...
What, you want to move emergency management to tonight?
Yeah, that's not on the agenda. I was just looking on the agenda. I was going to ask where it is.
That's posted tomorrow night.
I'll defer to City Council Attorney on the...
I'll see you tomorrow, Nathan. Can't blame a guy for trying, Council. I think this was placed under the fire agenda based on history, realizing that I had taken over the position, so that's what
I apologize for the inconvenience.
Mr. President, if I may, the fact that the Colonel will have to come back tomorrow night, maybe we can have him lead off tomorrow night with EMA?
Sure.
Is that legally okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Fine. Changing the order is okay.
Okay, I don't want to step on anyone's toes.
Changing the night.
And I'm going to continue to smile.
Good.
Thank you, Mr. Harrington. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay. So we're going to go to the Board of Public Safety.
Mr. President, that will be on page 26, and that is part of the newly created boards and commissions.
I have about six font here, so bear with me. I apologize.
So who's presenting on behalf of the board?
I can present on behalf of the board. So proposed austerity budget would be $8,400. Do you have the previous amount on that, Brian? Should be zero change. Because I'm not showing it on this.
So the 73101 salaries municipal is associated with the Board of Public Safety, as well as 73134 Board of Public Safety. That is the stipend for the committee members.
And both those items are level funded. So that would be for the clerk, and the other line item would be for supplies, advertising, et cetera, as it relates to those meetings.
Yes, Councilman Ricks.
I see that the Board of Public Safety is also listed on page 38, and I think that there may be a typo regarding the proposed austerity budget.
Just as a matter for clarification, sorry about that. This is the first year we've... an effort for transparency. We found, you know, prior to this, every board and commission was in a myriad of places within this budget. So the mayor has tasked us to kind of clean this up and make things better as we go forward. This way, this is one sheet, shows all the boards and commissions, and that's the reason why there's no austerity budget, you know, figure in that. This is the first time we're consolidating all the boards and commissions. Again, I think it's a personnel staff person and some office equipment, and that's level funded.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure that there wasn't an offer to defund it.
Councilman Qualley.
Am I correct in understanding that this is a brand new thing in our budget, so that all of the boards and commissions are going to be under the same account number, which I guess is 73, so all of the previous information that may be scattered throughout this budget in the past is now in this budget item, and it has the various boards and commissions that we have.
Yes, Councilman, again, this coincides with my mission from day one of transparency. It's not hidden. It's brought out. It's on one page.
Any other questions on the Board of Public Safety? Any questions from the public on the Board of Public Safety? If not, we'll move on to the next item, alcohol and highway and enforcement.
So under this budget code, there is a requested budget was 85. The austerity budget shows 81,000. The change would be grant overtime. That would be potentially adjusted down based upon the city's line item. Those other items, the 75,000, even that 6,000 number would be reimbursable. Just to give you a quick indication of where we sit with the Rhode Island Department of Highway Safety, fiscal year for the state runs October 1. The previous fiscal year of 2019, we were awarded $103,715 in various categories for that. We're looking to increase that by 6,000 this year. We're on course to spend all of that money or nearly all of that money to include the 75,000 here that will be reimbursed in this budget code.
Okay, are there any questions on alcohol and highway enforcement from council members, from members of the public? If not, we'll move on to organized crime and drug enforcement.
So in this budget code, this is again level funded at 23,000. Of note, 31106, overtime for DE task force. This again is a reimbursed for the office of the detective that's assigned to that task force.
Is there any questions on organized crime and drug enforcement from members of the council, from members of the public? If not, we'll move on to the animal shelter.
Animal shelter can be found on page 27 of the general fund and page 15 of the personnel supplement.
Good evening. Fiscal year 20's budget is at $228,443. Fiscal year 19, after the budget reduction, was $224,802. There are no changes in personnel, no vacancies, and any increases in personnel would be contractual.
And it looks like you're budgeting about the same for electricity, etc.
Yes.
Okay, Councilman Lattisaw.
Can you tell me what the reason is for the increase in the supplies and dog food?
Yes. It's based upon population and donations that we get, so basically it's hard for me to predict on the supplies that I'm going to have donated to offset the cost of the supplies we actually have to purchase.
But has
Mr. Chairman, just to follow up on that point, this was one of the line items that sustained a reduction as part of the budget reduction plan. The adopted budget for this line item was $10,000, so the proposed budget is actually a reduction of $500. Though what's presented here, it's going up slowly because it was reduced as part of the reduction plan.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but I'm asking the question because the year-end forecast is $7,500 and the austerity budget is $9,500. I'm just asking what the rationale is for that type of an increase in dog food. That's what I'm asking.
It's basically just a cushion so that I know I'm going to have enough should my population rise and the number of donations that we get are not sustainable.
Thank you.
Councilman Sinapi.
I think you already kind of implied this. You said the increases in personnel were contractual. Does that also include any increase in salary that's contractual?
Yes.
Councilman Ricks.
The total of five employees, three full-time, two part-time, they're, as well as yourself, Director, are responsible for bringing in the different donations of dog food, cat food, different supplies as well?
I'm not sure I'm understanding the question.
It's the people listed here on the personnel sheet, these job titles. There isn't someone different outside of the animal shelter who's responsible for raising the and encouraging people to donate supplies, dog food, and the like.
Well, we have fundraisers throughout the year, and then we have our Friends of the Warwick Animal Shelter group that advocates for us. So the positions that you see in the budget are staff. Well, they, of course, advocate for the shelter, but then it's the city provides funding for food. Of course, we take donations, which help us decrease the cost of any food that we have to purchase, but there's no one dedicated to advocating just for food donations and such, but everybody, we all try.
yeah, that's what I'm getting at here, and I just wanted to make sure to that this was also part of the conversation to thank you all for taking that part of the job seriously too, so that we can all also keep down costs as we can. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more questions from council members on the animal shelter? Any members of the public questions on the animal shelter? If not, we'll move on to human services.
Human services can be found on page 49 of the general fund budget and page 28 of the personnel supplement.
Good evening, Council President and honorable members of the City Council. The budget for human services this year is $413.46. There are no increases beyond contractual increases, and there are no vacancies in this department.
You said there's no vacancies?
Correct.
Okay. Any questions, Councilman Lattisaw?
The reason for the increase in the after-school programs?
I believe that was actually decreased to $18,000. Hang on a second.
The number I see is $28,500.
Oh.
For an increase of 33%.
I had initially, in my department request, brought that down to $22,000. I'm not sure why.
Are you on line 46365?
Yes.
Okay, on line 46.
I know, I understand what it says, Councilman. I'm saying that my department request was for $22,000. I'm not sure why it is at 28.5.
Okay, so if I can finish on item 46365. What I see here, the department request budget is $30,000. So I don't know where that number is coming from that you're talking about, but I'm going by what I have here. And it says department request budget, $30,000. The austerity budget, which is the mayor's budget, says $28,500. And my question to you is, why is that going up? Let's take your number, $30,000. Why were you looking to increase it to $30,000?
I understand that. Hang on a second, please.
Okay, thank you.
So are you saying, just so we're clear, that you need 22?
Maybe this was on the revised one that I sent. I apologize. I'm not sure what the difference is, but I believe it should be at 22,000 ultimately.
So you don't have a reason for increasing that in your budget to 30,000?
No, I don't.
Thank you.
Councilman Qualley.
I imagine that could be a mistake that can be corrected later. But my question is the second part of human services, the other expenditures, everything has been zeroed out except at the end there is a proposed budget of $150,000.
So, Councilman, that's contributive support. That has not been determined yet for this year. Mayor Solomon has chosen a new committee to look over the applications that have come in. There were 27 applications from the same applicants from prior years, but because the mayor put this out to the public and had it advertised in the Beacon, there are also four additional applicants this year, and that committee will examine the different applications and determine who gets what money from that.
And you complete, can you please tell me how it is that we advertise for people that if they want to seek funds, they need to file an application?
That particular application request, RFP, if you will, was in the Beacon.
I didn't hear the
answer. It was in the Beacon, the advertisement for folks to apply for funds.
Thank you.
Councilman Ricks.
Out of curiosity, who are the members of the committee, and is there a general timeline?
Yes. We've got a diversified group of members of the committee. The timeline is prior to the end of this fiscal year.
Thank you.
And it was advertised in the Warwick Beacon. It was advertised, and as Meg had mentioned, even more organizations have applied. Again, I understand there's line items and different organizations represented by those line items, but since this was initiated, there's been a lot of more programs that provide services. So we wanted to give all programs that service within our city equal opportunity to show us what they provide for the community.
Any other questions from council members? Any other questions from council members? Any other questions from members of the public? If not, we'll move on to senior transportation.
Senior centers.
Senior centers. Apologize. Senior centers.
Okay. The proposed budget for this year is $583,708. There are no increases beyond contractual or step, and there are no vacancies.
And do senior centers, will they now include Buttonwoods?
I don't have the answer to that. Can I defer to the mayor?
The senior services, we'll be having some senior services at Buttonwoods once it opens.
As you're aware, Council President, we were a bit delayed in opening up the Buttonwoods Center and moving offices over there because when a pressure test was performed on the sprinkler system, it delayed us in having to get those repairs done. Not only will there be a senior community room at the Buttonwoods Center, or however we phrase it in the future, but it will also be housing 95% of our offices that are currently located on Draper Avenue. As everyone is aware here, we've received numerous donations and contributory support in getting this center up and going. And it seems, and I want to knock on wood at this point that we're very, very close to moving our employees over there. And I know that when I visit the Pilgrim Senior Center, where everyone is happy and enjoying themselves, I do get inquiries as to when Buttonwoods will be open so that they can have their card games there. And I think the person that can probably best address that would be the councilman from the area, Councilman McAllister, because I think he gets a lot of that from his constituents over there that reside across the street and in the neighborhood. But relative to senior services, are we going to have two nurses? No. But we will have one nurse, and I'm sure if there's an occasion for a nurse to visit us, you know, for one reason or another, that'll happen. But it's more of a senior community room at this point.
Councilman McAllister.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Mayor. As you know, this has been a long and important issue that we've been working on since I've been on the City Council, and I'm thrilled that Buttonwoods is going to be coming back online. We're almost there. Director, you can attest. I mean, I'm sure they ask you all the time when the Buttonwoods people, they went to Pilgrim. They're enjoying the services there, but they want to come back home to Buttonwoods. I got a text message last week wanting to know if they can sign up for Thursday Hilo Jack. So, I mean, there's excitement out there, and, I mean, this is one of the things that is very important to highlight as we talk about, that this is something that people, and it's not just in Ward 7, across the city, people were contacted, their council people, and this council voted 9-0 to keep that open, and we stuck to our guns and we stuck to our word, and we moved forward, and we're making it happen because the community pitched in, the seniors have pitched in, this council, this administration has pitched in, and it's a very exciting time. So yes, we're going to have that community room open. Hilo Jack will be played. Can't schedule it just yet, but I know one of the things that the mayor has talked about is he wants to have kind of a volunteer. So when you walk in the door, if you're there to play cards, they'll direct you where you're going to play cards. If you're there to pay your taxes, we'll show you where to go there and stuff like that. It's going to be a lively building again in the heart of the city, right down the street from City Hall. And it's really good. It's taken us a little bit longer than we'd like. But that's because we want to do it right, and that just shows how there wasn't an investment in it through the previous years, and now we're doing that. So this is very exciting, and I just have one question on your budget. Senior grants programs, do you have a specialty person that applies for those grants?
I apply for the grants for the senior center. There are two that have been pretty consistent. One, we get through West Bay Community Action. That is for the senior health insurance program. Over the last 2 years, we have saved seniors almost $300,000 in their insurance premiums. And that grant is about $23,000 and goes to stipends to the social services folks. The other major grant is a state-designated grant. Last year, it was a little over $76,000. This year, it will be right around $74,000.
Excellent. And these are some of the services that you provide at the senior center. I know you have, during tax time, you have people come in to help the seniors with their taxes. You had a volunteers luncheon earlier this month where you highlighted all the people that come and volunteer to help out our seniors. The place was packed. It was full, and it just showed how many people, and you were thanking all these people. The people that were in the room were there because they were supporting their friends, and many of them were seniors as well, and it just shows how vibrant that community is, and having another place to go in Button Woods, it's only going to grow. So I thank you for that work, and keep applying for those grants, and that's very important. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. I do appreciate your presence there, as well as Councilman Sinapi. The seniors were very grateful to see you, and of course the mayor. But yes, we have about 175 volunteers over the last year, which is pretty remarkable.
Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, my number 47298, other equipment. What was other equipment that it went down to?
We had been replacing some of the older tables. A lot of the tables, which as you know, Councilwoman Travis, those tables are up and down and up and down, broken down every single day and take a lot of wear and tear. So we are slowly replacing those. I think we replaced about six tables last year. They run about $300 a piece. So every year we've been trying to replace some of the tables and other similar equipment.
And did you cut out any programs or any special
programs went down? So the special programs is actually a specific line item for the event that was just spoken about by Councilman McAllister. It is our volunteer reception, and we do have a special amount of money just to spend on that one particular event.
Councilman Lattiser, then Councilman Qualley.
And could you give us the reasoning why the phone bill, or line item 47303, has increased so much in your budget?
It has decreased so much?
Increased.
As far as I know, just one additional wireless phone for myself. And I couldn't tell you, to be honest, why the general bill has gone up for the phone. I feel like it was sort of...
But your year-end forecast is 4,000, which is sort of in line with the year before. And your budget request is for 6,400. So my question is, what is constituting that increase of $2,400?
It honestly, looking at last year's, I honestly can't justify it. It probably should not be that high. I was probably looking at the revised budget the budget for 2018, which was 5078. In 2017, $5,999 were expended, so I guess I was just trying to make sure that I had a decent window, but it does look a little bit high. I think you're right, Councilman.
So that request of 6,400 is not what the number really needs to be. That's what you're saying. Somehow you plugged in a number that was $2,400 higher than what it was before, and you don't need it. Okay, thank you.
Okay. I believe that that number was used just to be safe, but I will turn it over to Director Sylvia.
Thank you.
Yes, Councilman. This was, again, one of the line items that we spoke about previously. It had an impact where it was reduced in FY19 as part of the mayor's budget reduction plan to reserve necessary funds. So that the 4,400 was not the adopted budget for this line item. I will have to go back and look. I believe it was either 7,000 or 6,500. It was 7,500 in FY19. So it was reduced as part of the budget reduction plan and has been reduced and further reduced for the proposed for FY20.
And the 2018 budget you're referring to, Brian, was 7,500? The revised 2018, yeah. Right? Because the revised budget for 2019 is 4,400.
The original adopted budget for FY19 was 7,500. It was then reduced as part of the budget reduction plan by 3,100.
Wait a minute. On line 47303.
Correct.
I'm looking at the page. It says fiscal year 2018 revised budget 7,500.
Yes.
In fiscal year 2019, it says revised budget 4,400.
Correct.
Okay.
So it was originally adopted. The original budget was
2019 is 4,400, not 7,500.
The adopted budget was 7,500. It was since reduced as part of the budget reduction plan to 4,400.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Councilman Corley.
I think I was getting ahead of myself. I was confused over senior transportation and their personnel supplement.
Okay. So, do we have any other questions on senior centers? Any other questions on senior centers? Any questions from the public on senior centers?
John Seminole again, Ward 6, just to follow up on yours. Are we not in a budget reduction again? You said it went from 75 to 44 as part of the budget reduction plan. Now it's up to 64, whatever the number is. So we're not reducing budgets anymore? I'm confused on that. If it was good enough for 2019, it should be good enough for 2020, correct? Thank you.
I think we probably should have started the night by saying the first swipe at this particular budget used a three-year average actual, kind of like to set the baseline. That baseline was $6,228, and we were trying to have a budget closely meet that since prior budgets sometimes exceeded that number. For instance, the average actual here was $6,228. That was the average for 3 years. This was the mayor's initiative to get as close as we could to zero-based budgeting. We found that there was a $7,500 number that was the actual that was approved. And we felt as if the mayor, that the $6,228 probably represented a better example of what that expenditure should be. So the austerity package went forward and it was carried all the way through to the budget, $6,400, which represents a cut from the $7,500 that was previously approved. And if you look back into the 17 budget, $9,500 and $9,500. So it's progressively gotten less based on that three-year average.
I'm sorry, I should have stayed up here. I'm just confused with the 4,400 then. You know what I mean? I kept hearing twice or three times that it was reduced to 4,400. So I guess that's what's in my mind. I know it doesn't meet the three-year average. It was reduced from the three-year average.
No, that's understood.
But it worked, right? Did it work?
Well, when we started the austerity package, it was early on in the fiscal year, so it was a best guess at a director being able to cut their budget that number. And maybe it didn't come from that line item, but in the end, that number was reserved in that budget. That director could not spend it. So whether or not it actualized into a particular line item or several line items, that number was reserved and couldn't be spent. And each and every director was instructed to do that. So while that 4,400 in this case was represents maybe only 1,000 from this line item, other line items had to be compensated in order to get the aggregate of that 4,000. Because we're in the fiscal year throughout, it's our best guess of where we can save that money. But the money was still saved within that budget, but maybe not necessarily this line item. But it was cut down $1,000 from the average. I mean, from the approved budget at 75.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there any other questions from members of the public on senior services? If not, we'll move to senior transportation.
The proposed 2020 budget for transportation services is $297,232. There are no increases beyond contractual. There is one part-time position, and actually, as of today, there are two part-time vacancies in that department.
Councilman Corley, I believe you had a question.
Yeah, this is where I got confused because I went to the personnel section on page 30, and I could not find within the budget the transportation planner, which is job code 453, and 781 is two drivers and four part-time drivers. I kind of got lost in the senior transportation part of the budget and trying to match them up. What am I doing wrong?
Are you looking for clarification to see what each one of these positions does in transportation, in senior transportation?
I'm just trying to match up page 30 from the personnel section of the...
Okay, so there is a transportation dispatcher who's part-time. There's a dispatcher aide, also part-time. That is one of the vacancies. The transportation planner... There are four part-time drivers in addition to that, and there are two full-time union drivers.
And I'm
Is that answering your question? I'm sorry.
I'm in the back now, and I was trying to find the senior services in the page. I got that on the front part. I have all those, the budget. For the what page?
53.
That's what I was asking for. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions on senior transportation? Any questions from members? Councilman Lattisaw.
On the diesel fuel. Item 48221. Your year-to-date expended as of May 13th is $14,639, and you're forecasting $22,500. How does that come to be? You have nothing encumbered.
We just, you know, looked at past years to see what the amount should be. In 2018, it was $23,938. We have some extra trips coming up. It depends on the time of year, how much fuel is used. But I would anticipate that full $22,500 will be used.
So in about 6 weeks, you're anticipating on spending $8,000 in fuel?
Again, Councilman, I just used my best guess in what I think would happen as of the year's end, and that was my best guess.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions on senior transportation? Any members of the public questions on senior transportation?
Sorry, John Seminole again, Ward 6. Mayor, I had a big problem with the senior transportation before because it had this big thing on the side of every one of them that said Mayor Scott Avedisian. I want to thank you for removing that, and I hope you promised to not put yours on there because I thought it was illegal to begin with. Yes. And the garbage trucks and every other city vehicle, you know what I mean? I just want to thank you, give you credit where credit is due, and I'm just hoping that it's not, they're all being printed somewhere and that you're going to leave them off. Thank you.
They're not being printed anywhere. Thank you. And I think the most important thing is having the seal of the city of Warwick displayed on all vehicles. And that's what I've done. If you've noticed, you've seen cars with the city seal on it that never had city seal before. And that's not just because they look pretty. But if a member of the general public needs something in an emergency situation, or a child, or an elderly person, they can reach out to our city staff for help in an emergency.
Okay, thank you. And the only other thing, I remember I sent you a picture, I believe, from Stop and Shop, Meadowbrook Plaza, one day when I went to shop there. And the Transwick vehicle that didn't have your name on it, by the way, which was probably good for you, was not only parked under the sign that said no parking fire lane, it was parked directly on the crosswalk for the people to walk into the two doors. And the lady came out that drove it, and I said to her, excuse me, ma'am, I said, this is just a pet peeve of mine. I'm not being critical. But city workers, I expect to set an example, like I spoke about earlier, leadership. Set an example. The public sees, well, they can park wherever they want, so everybody parks wherever they want. It's just a pet peeve of mine. And she was nice. She was like, I'm sorry, there was a car in front of me. I said, well, yeah, that car's under the fire sign too. Well, so I just want, and I think we talked, and I said in my message that I want the department heads to trickle down from the top, that the employees of the city are to set the example. They're not above the law. They should actually go above and beyond it so that the public as a mass sees, because my opinion is the problems we had with the youth growing up and everything now is because they see cops doing U-turns and going through red lights, and they see, you know, all the different people that work for them breaking the law, and they say to themselves, hey, you know what I mean, why should I do it? So I, that's just a pet peeve of mine, and I appreciate you taking your name off the vehicles. But one last thing on that, since you brought it up, now that you put all the insignias of the city on all the vehicles, every time I drive around the city, now I rant to myself about we got too many city employees, but thank you.
Well, you know, you can't please everybody.
Okay. So, senior transportation, any more questions from the public? If not, we'll move on to tourism, cultural development.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tourism can be found on page 57 of the general fund and 33 on the personnel supplement.